things safely under his
pinions, right? Yes.
So regardless of the...
There's that top of the hour thing again.
How did we get to another hour already?
Time is
go
flying.
Go ahead, Karen. That's
go
good.
Sorry, Dave.
No.
Well,
you were talking.
I know, but I got off track a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry about that cone of uncertainty.
Yes. So he is our cone of certainty. If your trust is in him, if your trust is in the world or everything going on in the world, then you're always going to have that anxiousness. You know, the word tells us to be anxious for nothing, but in all things through prayer and petition, to let our requests be made known to God, in his peace that passes all understanding will keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So when you know you belong to him, then stay in that certainty.
And we enjoy metaphors, I think, because they paint pictures for us. So you're talking about cone of uncertainty now.
Yeah.
In terms of when we look at the tropical storm projections of a hurricane, when it's first identified as a hurricane, and then meteorologists will look at the weather patterns around the storm.
Yes.
And to see, you know, basically how the storm is going to move, and there's this bit of uncertainty because of the weather patterns and how they might change until finally the storm will hit land, and then you kind of have a better idea. But so the metaphor is within this life is being lived by many people. We all have a cone of uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
What is the projection? What is the direction of my life going to be
right,
based on everything that comes? And then, but when you have Jesus, and I've found this to be true, is that we don't live with uncertainty anymore when we turn to him.
Yes.
We have the assurance, blessed assurance, right?
Mm-hmm.
The faith that now marks our journey is much more clarity on where we're headed, where we are today and where we're headed, because then we're following the Lord.
So I opened the mail, another letter, and it's from Janine, and from down in Lantana, and she is always giving and, you know, a great part of our family. But put this little note in, and this little note says, wars and rumors of wars. Thank you, Jesus.
I love it.
Wars and rumors of wars. What? The word says, when you see that, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a season to be overcome by the weather or by the reports around us. The word of God says, when you hear, you know, when these things are taking place, wars and rumors of war, you know, she's praising God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. So thank you very much for that $30 donation coming in. And we're going to go to a song. It's entitled Good Shepherd. It's coming right up here in just a second. Phone number again is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And that is coming right up.
Down in fields of green, find rest by quiet streams, my soul restoring. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. I'll follow where you lead, fearing nothing. Shepherd, lead me on. Oh, good shepherd, I'm right where I belong. I belong here. I belong. Right here, where you prepare a table before me with all my enemies and serve forgiveness. And your goodness and mercy shadow me for all my history till I see heaven. Sing it, oh, good shepherd, lead me on. Oh, good shepherd, I'm right where I belong. I belong here. The house of my Father, and all my days I'll remain in the arms of the Good Shepherd. All my days I will stay in the house of Father. All my days I'll remain in the arms of the Good Shepherd, where my soul has finally found its rest, and I have no request. I'm in need of nothing. I'll be singing, oh, good shepherd, lead me home. Oh, good shepherd.
All right, the phone number again, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And David, we're just $192 away from hitting 10,000. 192, we're getting close. We're going to come back in just a minute. Got a song that we're bringing in right now. Gracefully Broken.
Set me on fire. Oh, take all I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire. Well, set me on fire. Here I am, God, arms wide. Pouring out my life, gracefully broken. My heart stands in awe of your name. Your mighty love stands strong to the end. You will fulfill your purpose for me. You won't forsake me. You will be with me. Here I am, God, arms wide open. Oh,
now, holding nothing back, holding nothing back. I surrender.
Well, we do have another donation that I want to just say a big thank you to Vincent and Doris from Hope Sound. Vincent and Doris from Hope Sound. A donation of $5 and a little note on the check. God bless. And I want you to know that this $5 donation is huge in the kingdom, and we thank you very much for it. One more donation. Let's see, and as you know, I am going through the mail. Let's see, we may have a note here, maybe not, maybe not. Let me see. Sometimes there's a blank piece of paper that has a note on it. This one does not. But this is from Gary and Martha, Miami. There you go.
Miami,
see? I know. We have people in Miami. And it just says donation on it, $25. Thank you very much, Gary and Martha. And these are going to go right in this afternoon. Incidentally, some of you that have been maybe just waiting for a moment to call in, I know this is day one, and sometimes you wait and kind of hold off a bit. But it right now is a little after four this afternoon, but a matching funds challenge would be a great blessing. And if you are looking for a good place to drop $500, $1,000, maybe $2,000 or more, that would be a great challenge this afternoon to work into the last few hours. And so we are going to be getting a call from Alan at some point. But first, our own Karen has a typhoon story.
Yes, I do.
It's personal, though, right?
This it's is very something. Personal.
And so what happened?
Well, you know, and I want to share this because, you know, if you're having anxiety about the storm coming and you know, hopefully my story will maybe help you to not be so anxious about it. But when we were living in Guam, I was stationed in Guam. That was my last duty station before I retired. And so we lived in military housing, cinder block all the way around, and very sturdy, six units, you know, each place, or each complex. And so, you know, when typhoon is just a hurricane in the Pacific. They just call them typhoons, but they form the same way and they travel the same way. They blow as much wind as a hurricane. But the thing, when you're in the military, and I think JR may have alluded to this a little bit, they prepare you, you know, they're from the top all the way down. They prepare you for what's coming. And there's directives, there's, you know, there's a protocol. And it's just like when the governor gets on TV and, you know, oh, we're going to do
lays
this.
Lays out what's happening.
Tomorrow, yeah. We're going to do this. So, you know, we were always prepared. And it went all the way down to the lowest ranked individual. And so to me, that was just a way of life, that you knew you were prepared. And so they had told us that there was one hurricane coming, one typhoon coming. And the weather lady there, the civilian weather lady, was, she ate, drank, and breathed typhoons. She knew every wind speed for every typhoon that ever hit Guam. So wow. she was like the resident expert on the island. So everybody hung on to her every word. Now, this is the first time we had been through any typhoon or hurricane like that. And ironically, Hurricane Andrew was taking place here in Florida.
Oh, and we were same year? Same time?
Same, like, couple of weeks.
Oh, my.
So I was spending all my time watching what was going on here in Florida, because we had just left. I was stationed in Homestead, so we had left Homestead and went to Guam. So I'm on the TV watching all the destruction and everything happening. And the typhoon started where we are, and sorry, Dave's running to get the phone. So the typhoon was starting, but I was too busy watching what was going on with Hurricane Andrew and all the I was like, oh, those poor people. And I mean, just really.
And you're in the middle of a typhoon.
Yes. So it had just started. So, you know, I'm like, okay, we're safe in the house. And so, you know, the wind's picking up, and you see the palm trees kind of almost flat on the ground. But we had only sliding doors on one side, in the front side, and then a sliding door by the kitchen. And then we just had stationary windows that never opened or anything. So we're, you know, perfectly protected. And they told us that those windows would withstand up to 150 mile an hour winds. So we really weren't concerned about it. And the wind was blowing sideways in front of us. It wasn't coming towards the windows. So
okay.
So here I am, just, you know, mopping up a little bit of drips on the floor that were coming in through the slider. And so here's Kevin at the back door, and he's calling me. He's like, come look at this. And, you know, and I just ignored him. And finally, it was like, it wasn't even him. It was the Lord. He said, come here. Just screamed, like, really loud. And so I just, you know, dropped the mop or broom, whatever I had. And I took two steps away, and boom. So the sliding glass door blew in and landed, like, I had just taken a step, and it crashed right behind me.
Where you were.
Mm.
Yes. So I went running to the other side of the house, which was not that big. And as I was getting there, it sucked the other window out, the sliding door, two sliding doors, two panels.
Sucked
out? That out. So all of a sudden, here's tree limbs and debris and stuff just moving through the house. And it was so loud. So we headed upstairs. And so Kevin's like, we got to get up the stairs. So we're trying to crawl up the stairs, like,
oh,
on our
goodness.
Bellies. So we got into the bathroom upstairs, and you know, much safer. So, you know, we were there for like 12 hours as that storm was, it sat over the island. And, you know, and again, it was our first time, so we didn't, you know, we didn't know what to expect. And anyway, 12 hours, and then the eye came over the next morning, so we figured it was over.
Oh, no.
And so everybody went outside, we looked, talked, checking with all the neighbors and stuff, and it ends up the, you know, we had to go somewhere because we couldn't stay in the house. So our neighbors, this young Marine Corps couple right next to us, said, well, you know, you can come and stay at our place. So we spent another 12 hours at their place as the rest of the typhoon began to blow.
24 hours.
Yes. And we were under the stairs with them. You know, they had like a little bomb shelter. We had it in our place too, but we didn't have any windows. But so we spent 12 hours with this young couple in a 4x4 space.
Wow.
For 12 hours. And, you know, and they were just freaking out, which didn't help. But anyway, so then we come out, and there was really quite a bit of damage. But in Guam, they have flat roofs on the houses, and the houses are all concrete, so there's really not much structural damage. It's mostly trees and power lines. But we ended up, we had no water, no electricity for about a month. I was doing washing dishes from the rain gutter. We had to fill up 55-gallon drums and just use rainwater to bathe and do stuff. But I'm saying all that to say that, you know, you have to prepare. You don't know what to expect. If this is your first hurricane, you don't know what to expect. And, of course, you're panicking. And but you just have to listen to what the authorities are telling you. They're giving you directives. And everywhere, if you went to the websites, there's going to be lists of what you should do and when right. you should do it. But I just want to say, at that time, I was not walking with the Lord. I was extremely in a backslid state, and I was very fearful and afraid.
Sure.
But
sure.
So, but you know, God took care of us, and then we had four more typhoons that same month, and we were living in that place with
four
of them in the same month. So. Whew.
I'd be moving out.
There's no choice there. But wow. But I'm just saying, once you've been through something like that, you know, then your trust has to be in the Lord. You've got to look to Him as your refuge. And I didn't do that at the time. You know, I was all strong in myself. But now I realize, and I'm at more peace now, regardless of what's coming our way.
On the outside, yeah.
So it's really that peace within is what we're looking for. We can prepare and do what we need to do, but if you don't have the peace of God, you may end up doing irrational things and doing things out of a panic, and you don't want to do that. So I just pray that you would find that peace and solitude in the Lord during this time, and really put your trust in Him, because He's never going to let you down.
Thank you, Karen. That's quite a story.
Amen.
Alan called in while you were sharing, and we just held him off a moment, so we're going to see if we can reach him. And for those who have just been wondering, what can I expect? You can expect that God will guide you. And as Karen was sharing, I was just thinking, even when you're not walking with the Lord, the mercies of the Lord follow us so many times.
Amen.
All right, let's see if we can get Alan on the phone.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Alan.
Are we live yet?
Are we?
We are.
We're live.
Oh, well,
you sound live.
You sound very much alive.
I sound very much alive.
Welcome. This is Alan Love. Welcome to WCNO. You know your old stomping ground. You remember us?
Not only do I remember you, but this is the 14 and a half years that I've had the pleasure of being with you
wow.
doing fundraising. And Jonathan, you and I talked, and I'm going to be on with you for a little while for this week and the first 4 days of next week, and I'm going to talk about things that impacted my life and the lessons I've learned. At 78 years old, I feel so blessed, and I have had so many opportunities that I just want to share with you some of the ups and downs of life and how I got through them, because of the fact that you may agree with me on some of the things I say, you may disagree. That is what the Lord does. He gives us choices in life, and I'm going to be talking about a lot of that. But my first topic today is on the topic of faith, because from the moment my father fertilized my mother's egg, God put in my body a strong sense of faith. And to me, that is the most important thing in life. Because if you don't have a solid foundation, believing and trusting in somebody that you know will care for you, will be there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, and every second of the year, and that is God, who created everything. Now, certainly there are some people that don't believe in God, say things like, well, I've never seen God. But you know what? If you have a strong faith, God performs for you. He teaches you things. He gets you through problems. And he created a sun to show man the good work that can be done by man. But interestingly about faith, the biblical passage that I think describes my attitude of faith the best is out of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, where it talks about faith is a gift of God, and salvation is a gift of God, and that he created and brought Jesus to earth to show the good works. But man cannot earn the salvation, eternal life, by just doing good works. Yes, man should do good works on earth. That's a goal. That's always been a goal of mine, because of the fact that I have faith in God, but faith can be take other forms too. It can be an internal faith in your spirit. Do you have faith in yourself that you will do the right thing? Do you trust in yourself that you will do the right thing? Do you trust in other God's children that you come across? And I believe my life has centered upon a strong faith. And I was very fortunate to be able to be brought up as a Orthodox Jew. And I was bar mitzvahed in 1959 at the age of 13. But then when I moved to Port St. Lucie, the young lady, a great friend, Nancy, who I moved in with, wanted to go to church. And we started to go to a church. And the pastor asked me if I wanted to do some Bible study. And I said, sure, because I went to the University of Illinois, and to be honest, the Jewish girls basically from Chicago didn't want to really associate that much with a person that had a mild case of cerebral palsy, which for those of you who don't know, is a brain injury usually caused by oxygen deprivation to the brain. A mild case like mine, it was very brief. But I dated a wonderful Catholic girl, and she went to my Friday night Hillel services, and I went to Sunday Mass, and I fell in love at that point with the classical music, the classical liturgy of Christian music. I love all sorts of music, but when it comes to God's music, I have always tended to be more classical minded. As a matter of fact, if I was the general manager of WCNO rather than Jonathan, there would be about 3 hours of classical music a day on the station. Thank God Jonathan is the manager of WCNO. But the point I'm making here is that learning from her perspective and learning about Christianity led me to July 18th of 2009, when I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. So this is a would have been a very special time for me today, because of the fact that the Jewish holidays, we've just passed Rosh Hashanah. We're within the period of between Rosh Hashanah, the New Year, and Yom Kippur, and that's the Day of Atonement. It would have been a wonderful celebrating time for me to celebrate the Jewish New Year along with prayer and share. But of course, today is October 7th, and I think most of you know what happened on October 7th in Israel. And that is part of the challenges we face, but it's also my faith that I believe God will find a way someday, somehow, where on earth we will learn to trust each other, that we will have faith in each other, and we will be led by the glory of the Lord. And that I truly believe, and WCNO is a shining beacon of that. And it gives me no more greater pleasure, not only during prayer and share, but throughout the year, to contribute as a member of the WCNO family. But the thing I most enjoy is asking you to join me by calling 772-221-1100. You can go to our website, make a pledge or donation at WCNO.com, or you can text WCNO at 24365. Jonathan?
Alan, once again, we are blessed to have you as a part of our team, and I will never forget the fun times of conversation and ministry together that we've had, and I'm so glad that we're able to renew those when we come together at prayer and cheer, and at least that's two times a year we're scheduled. We're on the Father's schedule as long as he gives us life and the ability to serve him in this capacity. We're blessed to be able to link up together. And so, Alan, we will be looking forward to connecting again tomorrow, God willing. We're going to be watching the weather, and as we sign off tonight, we're going to be making a decision on how we do things tomorrow. We are looking to have somewhat of some storm impact across our state, as you know, coming in. And most of that will be on Wednesday, but we may have some preparation we may need to do tomorrow. So we will stay in touch, but the plan is to reconnect with you tomorrow afternoon sometime around this time. So God bless you. Thank you.
Jonathan, thank you. And just so you know, tomorrow my topic is going to be on family and friends.
Awesome. Awesome. God's into family.
I pray for everybody. Mm. I pray that the storm does not impact Florida as serious as it looked like
Amen.
It might.
Amen.
God bless you all God, and be with you tomorrow.
God bless Alan. Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, that's our dear friend Alan, and great to hear from him today. And I think that, you know, that was a very, very important message that he shared about the impact of Jesus, Yeshua, in his life, and as a Jewish man, how God touched his life, and he was brought into the family of God, and that that is tremendous. And we thank God for his partnership with us. And Alan's already reached out and made a great donation toward our prayer and share this year. So we thank you, Alan, very much for that. And here we are. It's right now 4:37. And Karen, you had just shared about going through that typhoon. And I believe part of the message of that is that if God was taking care of you, even when you were not taking care of your relationship with God, we know that God has ministered. I look back over my life BC. I'd call them BC days before Christ. And I can only say in those years, God was there nonstop. God was there. Even as a young man, I really surrendered my life at 15. Had a couple I think I bottomed out on a couple potholes a couple times after that, but sort of short periods of time.
The civil authorities have issued a civil emergency message for Pinellas St. Pharaoh, beginning at 4:37 p.m. and ending at 5:37 p.m. Mandatory evacuations are in effect for evacuation zones A, B, C, and all mobile homes at Pinellas. Destructive and life-threatening storm surge flooding upwards of 12 feet above ground will occur. Evacuate outside of Zone C and all mobile homes by Tuesday night, October 8th. Find your evacuation zone, shelter information, and storm resources at disaster.pinellas.gov. Evacuate outside of Zone C and all mobile homes by Tuesday night, October 8th. Find your evacuation zone, shelter information, and storm resources at disaster.pinellas.gov.
And D is from Vero Beach, and D is just saying a prayer and share gift of $200. Mm-hmm. And so we want to thank you, D, for that donation that is here. We're going to add that in this afternoon. And, of course, as we do that, we can expect to make some more progress. We are going to go to a song. We'll be back in a little bit. And this song is entitled Waymaker. Mm.
You the end of the road, and it's not the one that you would have chosen. When you're at the end of your rope and you're holding on, but feel like you're falling. With every option exhausted, you tried everything you know. You saw light, then you lost it, but there is still hope. Like the fire in the night, like the ocean parted wide, like the grave empty inside, you will see he's still there. Miracles, 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 miracles. Even if you don't see it now, without a doubt, he's already moving. There is not a pain that you hold he doesn't know, and he isn't using. With every option exhausted, you try everything you know.
Number 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. This song is entitled Broken Hallelujah, and we'll be back in just a few moments as we continue with prayer and share this afternoon.
And I wonder where you are. I try to find the words to pray. I don't always know what to say. But you're the one that can hear my heart. And even though I don't know what your plan is, I know you make beauty from these ashes. I've seen joy, I've seen pain. And on my knees I call your name. Here's my broken hallelujah.
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 Yes, we had a few songs there, taking a smidge, little tiny bit of a break.
Yeah, a little bit, and let everyone sort of think about safety in your drive home. If you're getting close to that, it's 4:53, so if you're just getting off work, you are going to want to be careful out there because it is wet.
It is very wet. Florida wet.
It's Florida wet. Florida wet. And looking at what's forecasted, I guess we have a couple days there projecting that we're going to have potential flood issues in some areas, maybe, and a little bit of wind, maybe. But looks like, at least at this point, most of the storm is expected to go a little north of us here in Martin County, maybe a little north of the Treasure Coast. But the storm is still quite a ways out there, and so we need to keep our eyes on Jesus and trust in him and be aware of what's going on with this, and certainly keep West Coast lifted up in prayer, as they are really right there off the coast where some water can move around. So that's pretty important to keep them in prayer. So Karen, let's let people know how they can give this afternoon. I do believe that our family is with us, and we have a lot of people listening this afternoon. And so as people are getting off work, it'd be a good time to put a call in. We've had a good day, and we are actually pretty excited about where we are. We would we have a long ways to go, but we're off to a good start.
Amen. And you can help us along the way by calling 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100, and call us with your pledge or your donation.
There you go. And we have just broken over $10,000. We are right now $10,038. $10,038, which means it is time for a hallelujah. That was a great hallelujah. The number, again, is 772-221-1100. We'll be right back with you. Give us a call. I Worship You Alone, right here in WCNO at 4:57. I think we're going to need to get that song, I Will Praise You in the Storm. Because we will.
Kings, Lord of Lords, great in majesty, elders are bringing you praise. Angels sing their adoring song.